Root number one, the first root, is the New Testament written in Hebrew, not Greek. Now, this is so ridiculous because of the fact that there are over 5,900 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament. How many Hebrew manuscripts are there in the New Testament? Zero.
Amen.
Zilch. Nada. Cero. That doesn't exist. You say, well, how do you know? What about these people that believe in that? You know what their manuscript is? Is YouTube. That's their manuscript. You know what their manuscript is? Social media. Where some idiot gets up and lies and says that there's Hebrew manuscripts. And then what do the people do? Oh, yeah, that's true. And they base all their doctrine off of social media. Without even trying to figure out the facts. To see if it's even true. Over 5,900 Greek manuscripts. Okay. So they claim that the New Testament was written in Hebrew. But look, the internal evidence shows otherwise. Okay, look at John chapter 19, verse 19. It says, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I'm the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. So here we see a very significant occurrence right here where when Jesus was crucified, they put Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, in three different languages. Now, this is done on purpose, obviously. Why is that? Well, it was written in Latin because of the fact that the empire that was ruling at that time was the Roman Empire. And the language that the Romans spoke during that time was Latin. You have Hebrew because this is taking place in Jerusalem, where Jews, they speak Hebrew. That's the language in which the Old Testament was written in. You have your exceptions of Aramaic, portions of Scripture in Daniel, etc. But then you also have it in Greek. Now, that's very significant because of the fact that Greek was the main language of the civilized world at that time. Okay, and this is very important in order to understand that our New Testament was written in Greek. Why? Well, first of all, how do we know that Greek was the main language of the civilized world? This is how we know this. Historically, biblically, we know it because we see it. That there's over 5,900 manuscripts written in Greek. But historically, we know this because of the fact that during this time, the Roman Empire was ruling. Now, in the 4th century BC, when Alexander the Great was defeated, his kingdom was basically divided into four separate kingdoms ruled by Greek-speaking generals. Then what happened? The Romans came in. They defeated them. Now, when the Romans would conquer a land, they would actually often allow them to keep their own culture, keep their own language, keep their own culture, and they would inculcate their own way of Roman living into that culture. The exception would be the Greeks. Because if you study when the Romans conquered the Greeks, they actually liked Greek culture. Right. They liked Greek culture. They liked their language. They liked the way of living. And so they allowed Greek culture to influence Roman culture. And you know the main thing that they allowed themselves to be influenced by other than the arts was the language. They allowed the language. In fact, there's a joke that said, did the Romans conquer the Greeks or did the Greeks conquer the Romans? And the reason they say that is because so much of Greek culture was just inculcated into the Roman culture. It's like, who conquered who? Right.